WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the holidays. I'm going to be out celebrating with folks throughout this month. Don't forget the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Be letting ourselves play in my homeland of Dundalk on the 15th. We'll be at Costas Inn. I don't know who the luminaries and celebrities and dignitaries that we're going to have in Dundalk for the holiday season. I just know there are going to be some, and I'm excited. It's my 30th anniversary next Monday, so I'll be celebrating, probably for the next 52 weeks. I usually eat ice cream in this segment. When Hannah Grotti comes on, I'm just going beverage this time. I'm going very low-key. I have a little, like, hydrate here. Because, Hannah, you're here to talk to me about the holidays and eating. And I've already admitted that I've done too much turkey. I was at Pizza John's last week, feeding my face. I mean, I'm eating too much right now. So I'm laying back a little bit here because there's cookies, there's pies, there's cakes, there's hams. And more than that, wise. Because I'm a rewards card guy, I'm going to be able to save a little bit of dough here this month too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we are going with our holiday rewards program where right now until December 24th, Christmas Eve, customers can earn and redeem points where they can earn discounts, or if they save enough points, which I believe is 400, they can earn a free holiday ham, a turkey, a tofurkey if you're vegan or vegetarian, or even a free Wise entree lasagna.
I heard about the lasagna, and I had to say, I had a lot of friends that did lasagna on Christmas. I had a lot of Italian friends and what. Christmas is the best. The trees are up. I haven't heard the Mariah Carey song too much yet. I mean, it's still early. I've heard it a few times. I love the song. I just can't do it 12 times a day for, 44 days. So I've kind of eased into the Christmas music a little bit this year. But I love it. I love the lights. I was driving around Eastern Pennsylvania last weekend and saw light festivals. And I was talking to Alyssa, not just about ideas and last minute gifts, but also just about like going to Hershey and coming up that way and this time of the year and eggnog, which I can't find any eggnog ice cream. I'm going to be investigating that with Rob Santoni. But for me, with the holidays and eating and putting like a menu together, this is like my favorite time of the year to be thinking about what kinds of cookies, because there's like 15 different kinds of cookies I like, and we can't bake them all, but I always have chocolate chippers on hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a staple in my house too. But we offer plenty of options because I know it's kind of like a war, who's team chocolate chip, who's team oatmeal raisin. What's amazing
is that butterscotch. Come on now. I mean, I like a little butterscotch, a little oatmeal butterscotch. Come on. That's the holidays for me.
I've never heard cookies. Of that.
See, you taught me about T-Berry. I'm learning about something. I got something for you. And I was going to have some fun with this because I'm always messing around in the bakery section. And I was over at the Hollabird Avenue location, which is right where I went to middle school, right where my high school in Dundalk is. I was over there the other day. And they did not have eggnog ice cream, but they had pineapple upside down cake, which is really, really my weakness. But they had the whole ones, and like that's a lot for me. I prefer it with the slices, so I abstain. But I'm going to do that. But then I was online, and you know how like when you talk out loud, your phone hears you and it thinks things. Have you ever had 7-Up cake?
That sounds familiar. Is that kind of, I may sound like
it's
a
like
little
a
bit ridiculous.
Lemon
is
and it lime like kind of cake?
Yes. Yes.
And it's like a bundt cake with like the icing, like the frosting kind of icing, the white icing on it. And
yeah.
I had it a lot as a kid and I haven't had it in like 30 years. And I'm like, because you guys have all sorts of pastries, like the stickies from like up where you're from, the State College stickies and stuff. They have that at the Maiden Choice location. So, and a lot of the locations have different kinds of pastries in different ways. I'm always snaking the pastries when I'm in Wise. Always. I'm always going around and thinking, I got some apple pie last week. I showed it to you, but it's gone. I got vanilla ice cream to go on top of vanilla bean ice cream. So how about that?
Yeah, you know what? You have your dessert menu set for this holiday season, honestly. normally for me, it's like, I don't know how it is for you, if it's similar to Thanksgiving where you have like one big meal, but my family normally does like, we kind of do kind of like finger foods, which I think is a bit more dangerous because you eat all these little, you know, little meal options. And then you're just like, well, I'm going to keep eating more and more and more. But I think it's the same thing as Thanksgiving. Christmas is also still the type of, well, the holiday season is still the type of time where you can eat as much as you want and people just won't judge you for it. You know, yeah,
it's just a little plate, but I fill it up like 12 times, you know, yeah. Like it's an hors d'oeuvre plate a little bit. My parents or my in-laws, I should say, when I go up to New Hampshire, it starts in the basement at like 6 o'clock. And it's just like, it starts with like asparagus and prosciutto and the shrimp cocktails. And then the cookies come out and then the punch bowl happens. And we're not even to the point, and they're Polish. Pierogies, gołąbki, kielbasa, and said, this is, so I grew up in a traditional ham, potatoes, green beans, sweet potato, a little bit like Thanksgiving, just with a ham, not a turkey. That was my house. But, you know, I had a lot of Greek friends, so I would go over there and there would be just all the traditional sort of moussaka. I get Dennis on all the time about these korambithis. I don't say it right, but they're like these little sugar cookies that crack with like little almonds in them. Oh, they're delicious. So holiday entertaining is like, and I love to use that term entertaining because my wife and I are selling our place. We have a beautiful place and we want to entertain. We're still at the mask point, right? We want everybody to be safe. And it's really weird going into the holidays where you say entertaining, where there used to be holiday parties on Saturday night. Everybody would come in. I think we're at a little bit of a different point. But for entertaining now, I think it's a little bit more elegant if people are bringing people over and it's not 20, 30, 50 people. Like my dear friend Don Moeller used to have us over Thanksgiving. We didn't go over. And I think for people that are entertaining now, especially if it's smaller, I think there's more you can do, you know, in regard to expanding. Like my wife, if I say to her, we want to have lasagna, she loves lasagna Christmas. I'm like, let's open our minds like I did last month. Let's open our minds to new ideas here around the holidays. Give me some ideas, Hannah.
Yeah. So what's amazing about Wise Markets during the holiday season is, like you said, you know, we're still a little bit iffy bringing friends and family over for gatherings this holiday season. So we offer plenty of deli platters, kind of ranging in sizes. So if you have like 10 people, we have, you know, deli meats and cheeses, seafood, we have veggies, ranging from like kind of the main course, even to desserts. We have brownies and cookies and cupcake platters. So we have all these different types of platters ranging from different, I guess you could say meals kind of, to kind of like how big you want them, depending on your party, which is awesome. And, you know, you could always visit your local Wise Markets to order it in person, or you could always order it online at wisemarkets.com/shop.
I had Sean Stepner on this week from WMAR, a buddy of mine. We're talking about the Ravens and the Steelers and the Browns and all that stuff. And we got to talking about his trip to New York. And I said, did you eat something good? And he said, oh, man, they shut down the Carnegie Deli's not there. He said, but, man, I got this corned beef sandwich. And I'm thinking, I started thinking about, like, Home Alone and Christmas Lights. And I thought, man, I could go for some pastrami and, like, some corned beef at this point. So you start talking deli meats, you get my attention. Hannah Grotti's here. She's with Wise Markets. I can either hold up the koozie or hold up my drink. At some point, Rob's going to get me a badge to go with my red shirt. And we're going to get Rob on, too, because we're doing a lot of things locally. We're rounding up. But this is the time of the year to use those reward points and do things. I'm going to throw myself fully on the mercy of like my ignorance here. This is where you come in and you can school me up. I always use my rewards card. Okay. And I always kid Jamie. I was kidding her a couple weeks ago that if you look at I bet I've been to more Wise Markets in the state of Maryland this year than anyone. Cause I did the crab cake tour. I was in your stores on the Eastern Shore, Western Maryland. I go in a lot just to see things, buy coconut water, you know, scan the produce, get the blueberries, strawberries and raspberries that I get so often. Cause that's kind of what I live on in the mornings. But I think for this time of the year and being out and holiday season for me, you know, I've got to get into fruitcakes. I heard about decorations, and you guys sell ornaments and all that kind of stuff. But for me, it's about the food and it's about the rewards. I don't know how to use my rewards points. And you're telling me that I put a year's worth of rewards together. What can I do with my rewards point?
Going back to our rewards program. So if you save up to 200 points, you can get selected discounts on holiday hams, turkeys, tofurkies, and also, our main entree lasagna or Wise Quality mac and cheese. But if you save 400 points, that's when you can earn that holiday ham or that turkey for free.
Well, yeah, 400 points. How do I check my points? I haven't done this. I mean, I'm the worst about, I gather points and then I never use this. This is why I got to learn this, because my wife would say, just give me that. I'll figure it out. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to figure it out on my own, because it does have my phone number on my rewards card.
We do have an app that you can download for iPhone and Android devices. All you have to do.
I have an iPhone. I'm cool. I'm holding it up. Hold on here. I know I've done this before. I've just never used the points, and I'm embarrassed. But I have my app. Okay, I'm going to do this right now with you. How about that? Good. Is that good?
Sure.
All right. Nice. Excellent. Okay. My session's expired. Uh-oh. I better know my password.
Now that's the most important part.
I'm going to have to reset my password. I'm so embarrassed. See, I knew this was going
to
happen.
No, that's fine. That happens to me all the time too.
Please try again. Okay. I'm going to sign in. I'm going to get this right. By next week, I'll have it right. But I'm not getting my ham. I'm going to have you. Rob's going to walk me through this at the front counter because he's got help. But seriously, I do. I use my points, but I never think about cashing them. And this is the time of the year to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'll be gathering more points when I go and buy all your pastries. I'm fighting with it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I believe you can also view your points on the bottom of your receipt too.
See that? I knew you'd have an angle for me. All right. I'm going shopping this week. Hannah Grotti's here. Eat better, spend less. And by the way, we've had some Ravens appearances at some stores this week. I'm going to have Rob on later on. We're going to talk about all the things we're rounding up for. Hannah's here to talk about holiday shopping, how I don't know how to use my Wise app. And now they're totally going to come after me. So now I'm going to have to learn. I'm going to have to order online again. I'm always in the stores. I just swipe and go and eat and enjoy and eat my blueberries. But I'm going to be getting ham later on this month. Last thing here, I'm looking through your notes. And Don Moeller would always say, and Don was my high school guidance counselor principal. He always liked, you guys always send me notes and green room a little bit. Holiday apple cheese ball recipe. What is that?
Yeah. So to kind of bring that up, we are doing an Apple Fest right now for the month of December. So our customers can save big on a wide variety of apples and pears. And the sale also includes Marzetti dips, apple chips, and apple ciders. And I kind of included that little recipe because I feel like a lot of apples are used during this time and also Thanksgiving. And it's weird. It's personally not for me, but I know a lot of people enjoy cheese balls during this time of the year. I don't know about you, but
I know my wife loves cheese. So like this, my wife loves apples and she loves cheese and she loves pears and like all of that. So like when I saw that, I'm like, I'm going to surprise her. And you know what I mean? And because I just said to you, we're trying to do weird, different things we've never done, right? Like mm-hmm. tea berry ice cream that you taught me about, right? That tastes like birch beer, not like Pepto-Bismol. But I would say this for me with these ideas and different things, this is where I like watch the cooking shows and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's something that like you break out there on the holidays, because I feel like I'm into making some new traditions. That's all. I mean, I've eaten my wife's pierogies 20 times. I ate my mom's ham all my life and like the same thing. So when I get different kinds of recipes, this is the type of time of year. You know, I didn't get pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving after all that talking we did, after I melted the pumpkin pie on my desk from Wise. I never got like real pumpkin pie, but I bought apple pie last week. So you're talking about Apple Festival. I got in the mood and I got the vanilla bean and I dump that on the apple pie. So I'm already celebrating apples. I'm not the biggest on pears. I mean, I don't dislike them, but I would always choose an apple over a pear.
Okay. I mean, I'm, you know what? You're not the first person that's like, I'm not a big fan of pears. I love pears. My younger sister, she does not care for them, but I was able to kind of create like a fun pear salad for Thanksgiving. And I kind of converted her into a pear lover that day.
My wife trying to get me on kale, can't do it. She likes beets and radishes, things that, like, I'm turning my nose up. Like, I talk about food. I have a love affair with food, but there's certain things that, like, I'm not around the beets yet. I'm not around the, like, tuna fish out of a can. There's just certain things I don't, that aren't in my profile, but I'm very, very open-minded about things like, was it apple, cheese? Well, give me this again. But things where there's, holiday, I like that. Apples, always cheese and ball, right? So that sounds to me like, is that with a cracker? Do you do what am I doing that with?
You could definitely. It sounds like you could definitely do it with crackers, or honestly, you could kind of dip it with apples because since charcuterie boards are so they've been so big the past couple of years, and apple and cheese work so well together. I think you could also just kind of just regular apple slices as well. But or maybe you could also do kind of like a not a baguette, but kind of like a like little toast chips, I guess you could say. I can't think of
it. Sesames. Right. I like sesame on my toast points and sesame on my bread. I think it adds a little flavor. So if I can do sesame with my little like Melba toast kind of thing, I'm in.
Then that could definitely work for the apple cheese ball.
I'm going to meet you at the border between Pennsylvania and Maryland, and we're going to exchange some recipes. Hannah Grotti is here. She is from the mothership up at Wise Markets up in Pennsylvania. And, of course, everything that's happening down here around the holidays. We had Alyssa on who's is vacationing, holiday vacationing in Baltimore as well. One day I'm going to bring you down for some crab cakes and the crab cake tour. It's always fun to visit with you and laugh about some food and some ideas. Hannah's here. And you can always go to Wise Markets to get these recipes, fun recipes, the holiday apple cheese ball recipe, amongst other things. Learn how to use the app so I don't embarrass myself. Next time you're on, I'm going to be using the app. I'm going to show you how many points I have and show you that I redeemed it for a ham, okay? So it's my homework to take all of these points that I've been putting together that I haven't used and figure out how to get myself a ham.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan.
Well, no, you know what the real plan is with ham, right? And I love having ham on Christmas because I've told you about my wife's soup thing. We've talked about my wife makes the best soups on earth. Like if you want to, if I love you, I bring you her soup, right? So she makes split pea soup and ham and bean soup every year. This is a tradition we have, right? So we always get a ham that's bigger than the ham two people should have, right? Like we get a big one and we don't eat a whole lot of it and then like cut it in half. Half goes to the split pea, half goes to the ham and bean that my mom would make, like lima bean, big white lima bean with carrots and potatoes. Oh, it's so delicious. And then we bag it. And then like in March when we have nothing to eat one night, we're like, get into the freezer and Christmas comes back to life and the whole winter comes back to life. And it warms my heart because it makes me think of my mom.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So there you have it. So that's what we're going to do. So it's my homework. I made an idiot of myself in the Wise Market segment here this week by not knowing how to work the app. So I'm going to learn how to work the app. And my wife's going to shame me. Like literally into when we go get the ham, she'll video me using the rewards points because I embarrass myself in this segment. So there, how about that?
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I may seem young, but I am not like the tech expert that some people think. So
you know how many, do you know how many Wise rewards points you have?
Oh no, 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 I'm embarrassing myself even.
So if you have to get your phone out right now, you'd be in the same spot. Well, this is good. This is how we learn things. When we admit ignorance, when we admit that we need to get better at it, you know, and for me, if I want to get better at it, I got to use it to buy the ham. So I got like a week and a half here. Okay. So yes. I'm on it. Hannah Grotti's here from Wise. I'm usually dripping ice cream all over the place. And when I get together with you next time, I will have eggnog ice cream. Rob Santoni's promised me that I'm not going to have a holiday here with our friends from Wise Markets without having eggnog ice cream appropriately. Hannah, I hope we do get together, and I hope I find some 7-Up cake and other things that's going to gross my wife out before the holidays. And I do miss my mom and her Claxton fruitcake. Although I was in the back of the Wise last week. Are you a fruitcake eater?
You know what? I've never had fruitcake, and I've never been interested in it.
Don't do it. I would say this. It usually comes in like those bricks. My mom liked it in the little – with the cellophane on top and the little orange carriage horse. I think it's called Claxton as a brand. And no offense. It just was never my cup of tea. She would cut it into these squares and drink eggnog with it, a little spiked eggnog, my mom, you know. So and my mom was – my mom died at 98 years of age 4 years ago. My mom was in like – in her 70s when I was in my 20s. So like my mom was always kind of older and funny. So my mom had a love affair with my audience as well. So it's a great story. But my mom was like 67 pounds soaking wet and about 4'7". She was like a little small person. Mm-hmm. So her eating Claxton fruitcake and gnawing on it with, you know, and drinking, that's the holidays to me, right? And little cups and stuff. So I think of eggnog, and I love eggnog, but not fruitcake. So I was in the back of the Made in Choice location, back where all the pastries are. Like, literally, I'm looking at all sorts of breads and things. And I look down, and Wise has a fruitcake. I might just get it and bring it on the air and eat it on the air like I did Tea Berry with you and just try it because it looked appealing. I mean, honestly, it didn't look as – old shoeish as maybe the, you know, like it, like this looked moist. It looked fresh. It looked, it looked like maybe with a cup of coffee, maybe it's a little sweeter than it looks, because the thing about the old fruitcake is it was kind of tart. It kind of had a, I don't know what it had in it, like dates or like, do you like grapefruit?
No,
I don't either.
I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah, it's tart, right? So I would say the Claxton fruitcake as a profile, it's dry and it's tart. Like, so my mom had a really, you know, she was born in 1919 in South Carolina. She had different taste buds than me. So I didn't like it, but I am sort of in search of, I had a fruit cocktail cake that's one of the most delicious things I've ever had. And if I could ever find that recipe, I would share that and you would love me for it, but it's really sweet too. So somewhere between really sweet and really tart, because I like fruit and I like cake, right? Like, so fruit cake should taste better than it does.
Yeah.
I like tea and berries too, but that's another story for another day. Man, I appreciate you. Happy holidays. I'll bore you and bring you on 2 weeks from now. We're going to have some fruitcake together though. Okay.
Yes, we will.
And I'm going to find some eggnog. Hannah Grotti's here. Our friends at Wise Markets make it possible for a lot of our programming. We call them Wise Conversations around here. But I have fun, and I go to the stores, and I'm going to learn how to use the app so I can get my ham, because the reward season is upon us, as is the holiday season. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Luke is out in training camp, or excuse me, Owings Mills camp, not training camp. We don't have access to the players to ask the tough questions, but we shall, as the Packers abound here for the holidays. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.